Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Thank you for joining us today. Today's podcast is number 927. The topic is training and the title is How to Breathe While Lifting Weights. There are people who forget to breathe when they're lifting weights. So yes, you do need to breathe when your muscles are moving. But what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how to breathe for a one rep max, how to breathe for very heavy multiple rep sets. So maybe something like, you know, five reps or less. And then we're going to talk about how to breathe for kind of medium weight multiple rep sets, so six or more reps. And then how do you breathe for endurance based activities. Okay, so this actually came up, a trainer friend of mine that I help and we kind of talk and share ideas with, they helped a client of theirs gain over 100 pounds in their bench press in just 15 weeks, which is stupid. That's so freaking awesome. Congratulations to the trainer. Congratulations to their client. And it's just so freaking awesome to work with such smart people. So he's a pretty smart dude. So the client was having trouble kind of understanding how to breathe, how to best breathe for the heavy, like one rep max of a bench press. So the trainer and I were talking about just, you know, different breathing concepts and how the breathing does change a little bit, whether you're doing a one rep max or multiple reps of heavy weight versus multiple reps of medium weight, such as bodybuilding, or if you're doing like endurance type activities. And we were just saying how there's some commonalities and just kind of a general theme, but then there actually are kind of intricacies. So it could be as simple as you want it to be, but it can be as complex as you want it to be. And we were talking about how you just have to initially get somebody taught to some level. You work on, you know, technique of the lift. You work on, you know, nutrition. You work on mindset. And then you have to kind of come back through and work on what would be the next step of breathing. What's the next step of technique? What's the next step of nutrition? What's the next step of mindset? And it's just an always evolving process of teaching clients more and more of what is available that matters. So what we wanted to do today was just kind of go through a relatively basic variations, explanations of how to breathe for these different kind of time structures, rep structures, and then just kind of give you a chance to play with that and develop that for yourself. So the first thing we're going to start with is how to breathe for a one rep max. When you breathe for a one rep max, you typically, these are all going, everything I'm about to say is going to be like general for most people, pretty good advice. So don't crush me if you do something slightly different. Just make sure you're like, ah, yeah, I might do that a little bit different, but the concept is still in place. So you might find that you have developed your own way if you know how to lift weight, how to breathe while lifting weights. If you do not know how to do this, then what I'm presenting in today's podcast is a great kind of starting place. So try this, start here, and then kind of tweak it and develop it into a personal approach as you go. So this is definitely a good place, kind of getting you started, getting you comfortable with the concept. So that's what we're going to look at today. Okay, so one rep max, you're typically going to hold your breath while you do a one rep max. Now, why in the world do we do that? There's a concept called Valsalva maneuver. It's V-A-L-S-A-L-V-A. And what that means is essentially our body is stronger when we hold our breath. So if you've ever tried to push something really heavy off of another thing or pull something really heavy off of another thing, you'll probably notice that you're holding your breath while you're doing it. Why? Well, it increases internal pressure. It gives more stability to our body and our joints, which then our muscles pull off the joints, so that's stability for the muscles. But it adds more pressure, adds more stability. It's just an improvement of kind of in this one moment, how strong can I be? You would hold your breath to increase your strength. So we know that that helps us be strong. How can we actually get the most from holding our breath? Well, I want to throw a couple things at you, kind of like conceptually, and then I want you to kind of practice this. So the one thing we want to look at is a Coke can analogy. So Coca-Cola. If I wanted to smash a Coke can, if I just got the Coke can off the shelf in the grocery store and tried to smash it, that would be a horrifically pain in the ass kind of process because the Coke can is full of liquid and it's sealed. So to compress it means I have to get what's on the inside out so that way the can smush. Well, when it's full of liquid and it's sealed, it's pretty damn hard to smash a Coke can. But if I open the seal, I pour the liquid out, I can smash it relatively easy. I have to make sure I kind of come at it where I can dent the sides, if that makes sense. So if you try to smash it straight down, that's actually still pretty damn hard because the can itself has structure. But if you dent a side and then try to smash it, oh my gosh, you get piece cake, right? People even smash beer cans off the forehead. Crazy people. So it's something where when we want to fill the air in our body, meaning I want to take a breath before a big heavy lift, I want to think of filling my Coke can. So we know a full Coke can is strongest. Now, why would I think of a Coke can? Like, if I want to smash a Coke can, how the hell does that, you know, correlate to being to lifting weights? Well, if you're doing a squat, the bar is on the top of your back, and the ground is on your feet. You're in between. The bar is trying to smash you. It's trying to crush you into the ground. You're trying not to let that happen. So, just like if I were trying to squish the top of a can to the bottom of a can, a barbell is trying to squish you to the floor. So, that's why we use this analogy. It's kind of a similar concept. Now, deadlifts, although they're like the bar is hanging in your hands, it's still trying to pull the upper body down to the lower body. And then same thing for overhead press. You're pressing something up over your head. Well, that's you in between the ground and the weight. So the weight's trying to smash you. So that's why we think of a Coke can is if we can fill a Coke can and be strong, we want to think of filling ourselves to be strong against being smushed or bent or broken from the weights. So one of the things we think of is when we fill a Coke can, if you only fill it partially full of air, if you fill it partially full of liquid and you don't seal the can, it doesn't matter that there's some liquid in there, it's still going to smash, right? Even if you were to fill the Coke can full with liquid, but you don't put on the seal, you can still smash it because that liquid's going to come right back out. So the idea of holding our breath is like sealing the Coke can. So we want to pull air in through big air, big breath, and we want to fill from the bottom up. So too often, one of the biggest mistakes you'll see people make is they fill their chest first, then they try to push the pressure from their chest down into their belly. Well, guess what that meant? That now means your chest is empty. So if you fill your chest first and then push the air pressure down into your belly, you are now empty on the top half. So even if I create a seal and try to hold my breath, I still have kind of space of weakness. So that empty air space in my chest can lead to me still being kind of tilted forward more than I'd want to. My thoracic spine can bend over. So my mid-back or my upper back can kind of round over. And that's going to push me out of position in squat, deadlift, overhead press, anything like that. So we want to, instead of filling the chest first and pushing the pressure down, we want to fill from the bottom up, just like you fill up a Coke can. If I'm going to pour liquid into a Coke can, it starts at the bottom and it fills to the top, right? We want to do the same thing when we breathe. So you can practice this while I'm like talking and while you're listening to the podcast. But what you want to think of is too often when people breathe in, they lift their chest. So practice this. Take a deep breath and then hold it. When you breathe in, did your chest lift? If it did, that means you actually filled from the top, not from the bottom. So what you can do is I would like you to put your palms, both hands, put your palms on your belly with your fingertips touching each other. So your fingertips are kind of pointing to like where your belly button is. Okay, so your hands are kind of sideways on your abs, and your fingertips are touching to each other right around where your belly button is. What I'd like you to try to do now is touch your fingertips lightly together, like the middle fingers lightly together. I want you to breathe in thinking of expanding your stomach. So you're breathing in to the point where your fingertips are actually going to stretch apart from each other. They're actually going to kind of separate. You want to breathe into your stomach and then your chest. And you'll notice that this is a longer breath. So get your hands in place, fingertips touching. Now I want you to breathe in belly first. And then hold your breath. So you'll notice it's a much longer breath. If I breathe into my chest, it's... If I breathe into my belly, it's... So it's a longer breath. And you'll notice it doesn't have as like a hyper of a feeling to it. It's a nice, slow, long fill of air pressure. So you want to practice breathing into your belly. You'll notice your belly expands. Not your chest. So your chest doesn't lift up, your belly expands outward. This is why when people wear belts, lifting belts, they feel even stronger because their belly, when they breathe correctly, is going to expand into the belt. And now they have this awesome, wonderful bracing apparatus all around their core, and it's just holding them nice and tight in place. So they're breathing into the stiffness of the belt, which then makes them stiffer. Gives them more stability. So when we breathe for one rep max, before you would bend your joints, meaning you're accepting the weight loads into the muscles, you would want to fill the Coke can. Fill from the bottom up, taking your time to get as much air as possible. Fill your belly, then fill your chest, then close your mouth. Okay? So you're going to fill the Coke can from the bottom to the top, and then you're going to seal it. This is how you will breathe when doing a one rep max. You're going to get that breath in place. Then you'll bend your joints to accept the weight load. You'll perform an eccentric motion if there is an eccentric to it. For example, deadlifts don't have eccentrics. And then you'll explode through the contraction. And then at the end of the contraction, you'll breathe out. So, for example, in a squat, you're going to unrack the bar, you're going to step back, get your feet in place, you're going to do whatever other cues that you know how to do, and then, to get the breath, you're going to breathe your belly in, belly first, fill it to the top, close your mouth, and then you would bend your knees to go into the squat, go all the way down, all the way up, you would rack it, and then you'd breathe out. Okay? Now, something that can help this feel even more comfortable, and that's a relative term, it's not going to feel super comfortable, but more comfortable than what if you didn't do this concept. But what you want to do is, before you start filling your belly, you want to mimic the sensation of stopping yourself from peeing. So think about this. If you had to pee, or say you were peeing, and then somebody came into the room and said, hey, and you're like, oh my God. So you would clench a lot of muscles. So what muscles would you clench to stop yourself from peeing? So you're in the privacy of your own little world right now. So don't worry, I won't see you. But go ahead and practice what it feels like to stop yourself from peeing. What you're doing is you're flexing your kind of like your pelvic floor muscles. If I'm going to breathe into my belly and my belly is going to expand, I'm actually expanding off, like anchoring off of kind of those pelvic floor muscles. So if I have the sensation of stopping myself from peeing, and then I start to fill the air from the bottom up, I will actually have an increased stability and increased protection from my lower back. So this is very important. When we talk about squats, deadlifts, overhead presses, those kind of lifts, you need to keep your shoulders down because your kind of thoracic area and your shoulders need to be braced and properly positioned. So you need to keep your shoulders down, and you also need to keep a neutral spine alignment, meaning you're not letting your ribs lift up, but you're also not rounding over like fetal position. You're kind of keeping your spine in a neutral position. So shoulder blades are nice and accounted for. So shoulders are down, pulled towards your hips, and you're keeping a neutral alignment. So you're going to hold your pee, breathe into the belly, lock yourself in position without having moved your spine. You're not arching your back. You're not rounding over. You're just locked right in position. And then you would go ahead and perform the lift. Okay? So hold the P, fill from the bottom, and seal the top. Boom. Okay, so practice that. Practice. Practice in your warm-ups and then eventually start like practicing it in your heavier lifts. You'll feel a lot stronger because of that Valsalva maneuver, the just kind of the effect of that giving you an increased internal stabilization. Awesome. Okay, now, to support what I just said, you can go to YouTube, go to our Brutal Iron Gym channel, and then look for a video titled Core Bracing for Heavy Exercises. So you can go to YouTube, Brutal Iron Gym, Core Bracing for Heavy Exercises, and you'll see a visual of me teaching this concept. Okay? Now, how do we do this when we're doing multiple reps? Meaning, I don't want to hold my breath for 5 reps in a row because I'll probably pass out, and that's true. You probably will. So, what you want to do when you're doing multiple heavy reps is you would breathe out right after you complete the contraction and breathe in right before the next eccentric. So, let's practice with squats. So, I'd unrack the bar, I'd step back, get my feet in position, do all my cues, whatever I want to do, whatever your cues are. Then, right before you'd bend your knees and hips and start, like, into the lift, you'd hold your P, fill from the bottom up, seal the top. You'd hold your breath. You'd go down, come all the way up. Now, when you get to the top, you're going to breathe out and then breathe right back in. But you're going to make sure that you breathe back in through your belly. Do not breathe back in right through your chest like a normal breath. So this takes practice because you're going to be kind of panicking because it's heavy weight. So make sure you stay calm and breathe into your belly. One of the best things to remember is, no matter how heavy a weight is, you can pretty much stand at the top of the lift, and it's not going to kill you. It's the bottom of the lift that kills you. So if you're at the top, take your time. There's not in a big hurry. No one's in a big rush, okay? Just take your time, really get that deep breath. So you'll hold your P, fill from the bottom, seal the top. You'll go down, you'll come up, and at the top, what you'll commonly hear is that. So that first part was me breathing out. And then the next part was me pulling the air back in. So at the very top of the lift, you do a quick exhale, followed by a long, okay, proper bottoms up kind of inhale. Then you go to the next rep. You'd hold your breath down, come all the way back up, and again, breathe out, breathe in. Next rep. Next rep. That. So you're going to do that at the top of each lift, at the peak of the contraction. So whenever you get to the top, whether that's, you know, like, well, I guess I have to catch myself there. So that's going to be squats, peak contraction and squats. Deadlifts, depending on how you do deadlifts, what style you're doing. If you're doing reset reps or dead stop reps, you're going to rebreathe at the bottom every time. If you're doing kind of touch and go, you're probably going to breathe at the top. So it kind of depends on where you want your pause to be. If you're doing overhead presses, you're going to be breathing in and back out at the bottom of the press. So that's actually where I had to catch myself on telling you to do it after the contraction. So it's not technically all the time, every lift at the contraction. So let's say that we are going to be breathing out and breathing in at the most mechanically advantageous position of the lift. So when the weight would feel the easiest, or when it would be loaded into our joints and connective tissue rather than in the muscles. So for example, where's the worst part of a squat? Is at the very bottom, like when you're trying to hit parallel. Don't breathe there. Okay? So where's the worst part of the deadlift? It depends on the style of deadlift you're doing, but wherever it feels miserable, don't breathe there. Overhead press, it would be a little chaotic to breathe while the weight's above your head, a little dangerous, so you probably want to breathe right before you press it, when it's down by kind of your chin and chest area. So you could consider this for any exercise, is the difficulty of an exercise throughout its entirety of range of motion is often not equal. There's a hardest part and an easiest part. The easy part doesn't have to actually be easy, it's just easier than the hard part. But wherever is the mechanical advantageous position, the strongest position for you to pause, that's probably where you want to get your breath in. So again, we're not really breathing during movement. We're breathing after we've completed movement and before the next movement. So you'll breathe out, then you're going to breathe in, and then go for the next repetition. Okay? You will be significantly stronger if you make sure that you get a breath in before each and every rep, especially if you're only doing five or less. People get in a rush. They try to get like two lifts per one breath, and that second lift usually looks like shit. So take your time and practice doing this. You will get stronger. Now, what do we do about multiple rep sets, like things over six reps? Maybe I'm going for like a 10 rep max on bench press. Do I breathe between every single rep? Kind of depends. You don't have to, but it's something you can practice doing and see if you can get better and better at. Because if you take the time to breathe, what that's doing is for each and every repetition, you're better ensuring that you have proper internal pressure and overall bracing position. So if I want that rep to be its best, I do want to breathe before the rep. But if I'm doing a set of 10, 12, 14, maybe 20 reps, am I going to breathe out and breathe back in between every single rep? No. It's just not going to happen. And if you're doing a set of something like, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 reps, it's not so heavy that we have to have that Valsalva maneuver in place. Meaning, whether I, am breathing while I'm moving doesn't make me weak to the point where I can't lift the weight. So in a one rep max or a very heavy reps, we need that held breath to give us that internal stabilization. Well, if I'm lifting something for 20 reps and it's heavy, but it's not the heaviest thing in the world because I'm doing it for 20 times, I have room to breathe probably without losing my position and strength. And this is true. So what we think of at that time is there's no need for me to hold my breath. Also, if I tried to hold my breath, I might pass out because the blood pressure is going to build up. So if you have blood pressure problems and or you just can't freaking breathe, individual breath for 20 reps, you want to go ahead and allow yourself to breathe while you're moving. But there's a correct way to do that. When the muscles expand, the lungs expand. When the muscles contract, the lungs contract. So let's think of a leg press. When I lower the foot plate of a leg press towards me, my leg muscles are kind of like stretching to accept the weight load. And then whenever I push the leg press back up, they're contracting to push the weight load away from me. So on the way down, the muscles expand. On the way up, the muscles contract. That's what our lungs should do. We should breathe in on the way down, breathe out on the way up. Now let's think of a bicep curl. When we lower the bicep, the dumbbell or the weight or whatever you're doing, like cable machine or whatever, when you lower it from the top to the bottom, the bicep is expanding. When you contract it from the bottom to the top, the bicep is contracting. So when I lower the dumbbell or machine or weight, that's when my muscles expand, so therefore my lungs should expand. So I should breathe in while I'm lowering the weight, breathe out while I'm raising the weight. Okay? Let's say you have a chest press. So if I'm doing dumbbell chest presses, we know at the very bottom the muscles are expanded and stretched, and then when we push to the top, they contract. So on the way up, I breathe out. On the way down, I breathe in. So when the muscles expand, the lungs expand. When the muscles contract, the lungs contract. And you can pretty much, for the most part, do a breath per repetition, especially if you're doing bodybuilding because you're going slow enough. If you're just trying to crank out 10 reps as fast as possible, you might feel that you're kind of catching a little bit of a mid place. We are getting one breath in, like, during a rep, and then you're holding your breath for the next one or two. Then you're getting another breath in during a rep, then you're holding your breath for one or two. So you might have one breath per three reps or something like that, if you're kind of going faster. But if you're taking your time and you're doing bodybuilding, you pretty much want to breathe per rep because you're going slow enough because you're trying not to have any momentum. So that's how we would breathe for multiple rep sets, is when the muscles expand, the lungs expand. Now, when we're breathing for high endurance, kind of more long time under tension activities, so something that we're looking at maybe 60 seconds or more, where your cardiovascular fitness is going to impact the exercise, meaning you'll run out of breath before you run out of muscle. You want to breathe calmly and with a rhythmic pace. You don't really need to breathe one breath per rep. You can kind of breathe slowly in and out as you perform multiple reps. Since it's really lightweight, we don't have to worry about the Fasava effect. And since it's a lightweight, it's okay if we're breathing out while our muscles are expanding. Because it's so light, it doesn't require maximal stabilization. So we're really just trying to endure the usage of our muscles, which does start to kind of play into oxygen usage. So you want to make sure you're breathing, but you want to breathe at a very calm pace. So breathing for endurance things sounds calm. It's very calm, very rhythmic. You're trying to keep your heart rate down. You're making sure you're getting oxygen in, but you're staying calm so you don't use that oxygen up fast in a quick manner. When we panic breathe, we use oxygen very quickly. When we calmly breathe, we can get away with using less. So you want to find a very calm pace, a very consistent pace. If you can breathe at a consistent rhythm, it'll promote you to stay at that rhythm. So it'll actually improve your endurance because you're trying to match your muscle contractions to your breathing. So as the muscles would want to fade and get slower, you'll notice that that's starting to kind of fall off the rhythm of your breath. So it promotes you to keep up with a good rhythm of the muscles to try to stay with that rhythm of the breath. So this is a good kind of quick overview, and quick meaning it's still like 30 minutes, but quick overview of how to breathe when lifting weights. So one rep max, you're going to hold your breath, you're going to fill a Coke can, okay? Fill from the bottoms up and seal the top. But make sure you hold your pee the whole time, okay? Hold the pee, fill from the bottom, seal the top, okay? Then multiple heavy reps, you're going to do that in between each rep. So you're going to breathe out, breathe in between each rep. But you're going to hold your breath while you're moving. Multiple rep, kind of lighter weight sets. When the muscles expand, the lungs expand. Endurance-based sets, breathe with a calm, rhythmic pace. Okay. Well, hopefully that was helpful. Again, check out our YouTube channel, The Brutal Iron Gym, Core Bracing for Heavy Exercises, for more kind of visual information on how to breathe for one rep maxes. Awesome. Well, if there's ever anything you need, if you have any questions, suggestions, anything like this that you want a podcast on, let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. This podcast 100% is meant to be your free resource to answer any question that you want. Anything at all that is holding you back from being your best, please communicate that to us and we'll help. We've done free training reviews. We've done free nutrition reviews. We've answered every damn question that people have sent out. If I don't make a podcast, I send them a private email. But I promise that if you want to be your best, this is the resource to do it. So please let us know if you need anything. Well, if you like today's podcast, click like. If you think the podcast is helpful, please share the podcast. It helps a lot. And then if you like the information we present in our podcast, always check out our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube channels under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Awesome. Well, as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.